SBS Radio.
Yes, Nitsa, Australia was one of only 8 countries to vote against the resolution last Wednesday, which condemned Israel for using, quote, excessive, disproportionate and indiscriminate force against rioters trying to breach the fence on the Gaza border. And it also called for an international protection mechanism for Palestinian civilians. So the resolution passed with 120 votes in favour and 45 abstentions, while an attempt by the US to include a condemnation of Hamas was defeated. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop told the AGN the resolution failed the test of balance. She said its failure to mention the role of Hamas in the recent violence in Gaza and Israel's legitimate security concerns and need to protect its population left the resolution one-sided and unacceptable. US Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley called it a morally bankrupt motion. And it was also commended, Bishop's move was commended by Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Anton Block. He thanked Bishop in a letter for refusing to bow to the anti-Israel agenda of resolution sponsors Turkey and Algeria.
Shane, that it seems that Australia doesn't follow the US in every move, because the Australian government has said that it's disappointed at the decision of the United States to resign from the United Nations Human Rights Council over its chronic bias against Israel. But Australia is staying.
That's right. So Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said while Australia shared many of the concerns held by the US about this, she said, we, Australia, are committed to progress effective and meaningful reform to enable the United Nations Human Rights Council to more effectively carry out its role. So she wasn't quite as agreeable on that. But the Australian Jewish community, through the Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Peter Wertheim, did welcome the US move. He said the whole odious apparatus of the council should be abolished, given what its track record is on Israel.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, incitement legislation set to become law.
Yes, so listeners might recall that a few weeks ago this move was recommended by Attorney General Mark Speakman to place the ineffective Section 20D of the Anti-Discrimination Act, because it hasn't produced a single prosecution to people who commit offences of discriminating and threatening other people with violence based on things like their race, their religion, their gender, and things like that. So the good news is that this new legislation, which the government presented to put a new offence in the Crimes Act of publicly threatening or inciting violence on those grounds, passed through the Legislative Assembly with the support of Labor. So now it's going to go ahead, and the Mark Speakman said it will set a very clear message to offenders that New South Wales will not tolerate their behaviour which risks people's safety simply because they belong to a particular group. Now, the move was welcomed by New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Al-Hadef, who actually played a huge role in this campaign as part of Keep New South Wales Safe Coalition. He said, it's very gratifying to see the legislation attract multi-party support and go through as it did.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, the New South Wales opposition leader, Luke Foley, disassociated himself from an article in the Australian Muslim Times. What article? What happened there?
Yes, so the June edition of the Australasian Muslim Times had 3 in particular stories that veer into anti-Semitism, actually. Now, Luke Foley said he booked some ads some weeks in advance, and he didn't know in advance what the content of the articles would be in this edition. So just to give you a taste, one of the stories had a headline, The Gaza Massacre, in a red dripping blood font, and the story claimed that over 60 unarmed demonstrators were killed at the Gaza fence on May 14 during the clashes on the border there, ignoring Hamas's own admission that 50 of that figure were its own fighters. There was another article on the same page directly under it by a columnist, Daoud Bachelor, in which he states the extent Zionists influence Australian foreign policies, even where Australian forces are posted, he claimed, also citing the supposed influence of the Lowy Institute for International Policy on Canberra. Both are examples of contemporary anti-Semitism, according to the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, as examples of using the blood libel and conspiracy theories of Jews controlling the government or other institutions. And finally, a third article in the same edition was titled From the Shoah to Nakba. So it compared the Holocaust to the Palestinian Nakba. And it said, how could those from the European catastrophe now reflect the actions of the Reich upon those, the Palestinians, wishing no harm? Now, in this article, there were two photos put together, and one was of Jews going to Auschwitz, and one was of Palestinian refugees leaving the Galilee. So these were some of the articles in this edition. Spokesperson for Foley's office told the AGN his office will in future ask to be informed of any controversial articles in the Australasian Muslim Times so that his office can review the relationship. Mr. Foley said he's a long-standing friend of the Jewish community and he would not wish to associate himself with articles that attack a community.
Shane, before we go, the leader of the Melbourne Adas community passed away.
Yeah, so this is sad news. In fact, just 2 weeks after he moved to Israel due to ill health, he's died, Rabbi Beck, Rabbi Avraham Tzvi Beck, at the age of 85. He was the leader of the Adas community for 30 years.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.